So where are you on this? 214-787-1080 is the telephone number. 214-787-1080. Should your boss be able to tell you what you can and cannot post online on sites like Facebook or MySpace, which I don't think anybody's on MySpace anymore. It's kind of like an abandoned amusement park. Joining me now live is internet law expert Travis Crabtree. He is at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. Hi, Travis. How are you?
Pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Pretty good. Give me your take on this.
Well, it's going to be kind of an ambiguous answer, almost like I'm one of these Big 12 conference officials right now.
Okay, well, I'll take what I can get.
It really depends. If you're a private employer, sure, I can fire you for whatever I want, almost any reason I want, as long as it's not for race or age or gender or something like that. So if you're on social networking sites dogging, if you, Scott Braddock, were making fun of the radio station, mm-hmm. then the radio station could get rid of you.
Sure.
Now, with a public employer like a school district, there's a stronger First Amendment right for these folks because now the government is the one that's acting, and the government is the one retaliating for this public speech, and that would be a violation of the teacher's First Amendment rights.
What an irony that the government employees have more right to free speech than the people who are in the private sector.
It is, and the interesting thing is about how far this policy is going, because most of these teachers have moral turpitude provisions in their contracts.
Yeah.
And let's take it outside the context of the internet. Let's just say there is a school teacher running down the street of the town square, drunk and naked. Okay, and so that person can be fired for that conduct that casts her in a negative light that
right.
would violate the moral turpitude provision.
Sure.
Same thing if you did this online. If you were doing some things that were untoward online, the school district would have the right to fire you for that. You don't need to have the policy that Louisville at least originally tried to enact in order to enforce that in the context of online speech.
Yeah, it seems like it's just unnecessary. Like you say, they can already do that. If I'm out on the weekend and doing things that make my employer look terrible, then, yeah, I am out of there. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell people, and maybe you agree with this, your number one job, no matter what you do, I'm a radio host, you're an attorney, my producer, Heath, is a wonderful producer. You know, people who work at HEB or work at the grocery store, wherever people work, your number one job is to make your boss look good. Doesn't everybody know that?
It is, but then again, if it depends on how, for example, a school teacher pulls this off. If they're complaining about a policy, the State Board of Education, and then their new standards and guidelines that might cast the educational system or the school in a negative light, if they do it professionally, that's one thing. If they get on there and talk about their principal as being a Willy Lump Lump who likes to kick puppies, then that's not very professional and not a matter of public concern that would give them First Amendment protection. So for something like that, they could be fired.
All right, Travis Crabtree is at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. As always, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening, Scott.
All right.